It's on? Okay. All right, one of the obviously main inyanim that comes up at the Seder is the shiurim, the measures of Revius, Gezias, which is related to Kibetza, and many people are aware of the concept of doubling the shiurim and chumras in the shiurim, but not many people have gone through the sugya. So what I'd like to do today is go through something not so much for the cheshbonos, for the math, but there's a basic ha'ara, basic distinction, a chiluk that many people aren't aware of, which has significant impact on the halacha. We'll say it in the form of ha'ara and some of the achronim, but it's very interesting to be aware of. It's really mavur in the achronim, but not many people have been through it. I said this as a series of shiurim in my shula a year or two ago. I don't remember whether I've said it over or not, so if some people have heard some of this, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that most, if not all of you, have not heard this from me. And if you have, the Chazara is good, and we'll try to be machadr something also. So we really have two types of measurements, which Chazal described. One is a measure of volume, just the volume of something, what they call today a water displacement. You drop an egg into water, however much water comes out, that's the volume of an egg. And the other is what they call a linear measurement, which is, we would say today, you take an inch this way, an inch that way, an inch that way, it's a cubic inch. So you have shiurim that are linear. It's a line this way, a line this way, it's a square, a cubic measurement. And the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim tells us how we equate the two. We have a cheshbon that mixes the two together. Gemara in Kuftes in Arvei Pesachim, Amar Rav Chisda Revi'ah Shel Torah, Rav Chisda says the measure of a revius, so many shurim are dependent on a revius, is etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim, barom etzba'ayim, v'chatzi etzba v'chaymesh etzba. It's two etzba, and etzba is the width of the thumb over here, two etzbas by two etzbas by two, we would say 0.7, two and a half and a fifth. A half is 0.5, a fifth is 0.2, it's 0.7. Two by two by 2.7, that is the linear measurement that equals a revius. Revius means a quarter, it's a quarter of a loig. A loig is a shear in the Torah, we don't know what it is. So, it is 2 by 2 by 2.7. Kidatanya, how do we get this? So he tells us, we have a brice. Brochas b'mayim is kol b'saro. Tefillah requires immersing the entire body. Shelo yehei davar chotzitz ben b'saro l'mayim. Okay, that's a side halacha. B'mayim b'mei mikveh es kol b'saro mayim shekol gufa ola b'hen. So a person who immerses in a mikveh, it has to be enough volume of water that kol gufa ola bahen. Pashup shah means it covers him. I think the rivash is a tshuva that it means that he's sort of lost in it. Whatever it is, it means it's enough water for a person to immerse in. The kama hain, how much is that? Ama, al ama barayim shalosh amas. The shear of a mikveh is an ama, by three amas. One by one, by three. V'shiaru chachamim shir mei mikvar boim sa. And Chazal say, and this seems to be part of the halacha l'mosh v'sian of shiurim, amal ama baram shalosh amas, three cubic amas, an ama by an ama by three amas tall, is 40 sa. So you have a sa measure, and you have an ama measure equated. We know that three cubic amas equals 40 sa. So from that you can make all the conversions. We shouldn't go through the math here. Once you have sa, a measure of sa, and a measure of amos, so now you have the linear measurement and the volume measurement equated. So from that, Rav Chisda says, we can derive that a revius is 2 by 2 by 2.7. If I want to know how to measure out a revius in a linear measurement, 2 etzbos by 2 etzbos by 2.7, which is 10.8 cubic etzbos. In case you're very interested in math, here's the math for you. This is not the way the Rishonim do it. They use math that's sort of easier to do in your head, but it's not the way we're used to doing math on paper. It all equals the same thing. So if a mikveh is 40 sa'a, and a sa'a is 24 log, and a log is 4 revius, revius a log, so 40 times 24 times 4 is 3,840 revius. Okay, a mikveh is 3,840 revius. If you wanted to fill up a mikveh with a kiddush cup, you would... Of course, it would be she'uvim, but you would dump it in 3,840 times, correct? Thank you. And a mikveh is an amma by an amma, barem shalosh amas. So an amma is six tefachim, And a tefach is made up of four etzbaos. So each amma is 24 etzbaos. 24 of these makes an amma. So you have 24 by 24 by 3 times 24 by 72. That equals, nobody's following, 41,472 cubic etzbaos. So a mikveh is 3,840 revias. It's 41,472 cubic etzbaos. If you divide it out, so a revias ends up being 2 by 2 by 2.7. Trust me, it works out. You can check it in Taisus there. And that's how Rav Chisda knows that a revias is etzba'ayim, al etzba'ayim b'rom, shalosh amas v'chatzi etzba v'chaymash. That's how the math works out. Okay. So everyone is familiar with the famous tzlach. Tzlach, a little bit later in Avrei Pesachim. At the end, it's the last piece right before Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. I don't think it's on Kuf Yud Ches. I forgot what Daf it's on. But at the end of his piece there, he writes Tzlach in Pesachim, Avrei Pesachim, V'ho'el v'chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Since talking about Leil Pesach, B'layla zo tzrichin lecho kezayas matzah v'chein mar v'lishtas min arba kos revias shaltar. We have to have the kezayas, we have to have a revias. The measurements are very important, Leil Seder. Sarachani Lavarer Shir Hakazayas Vashir Avias Masha Uladaiti. Shinis Barli Bamofas Shushalokidiver Shulchanarach. I have to tell you, I was Mavarer, I clarified that the halacha is not the way it seems, the way it is in the Shulchanarach. Ki ba'emes Mavur Bashulchanarach Simon Tuf Pevav Shashir Kazayas Uchatzi Beitza. Many people don't know this, but there's actually a simon in Shulchanarach. It's one sif in Hilchas Pesach, Tuf Pevav. The words are Shir Kazayas. It starts with talking about what a Kazayas is. So he brings a Yeshom that's a Chatzi Beitza. The Rambam holds it's a third. We paskin basically that a Kazayas is a half of a Beitza. Half the volume of an egg is a Kazayas. But he says, V'omnam lefishin is barely alpi medida sha'beitza samatzuyas ata bi'ameinu. But I did a calculation, the eggs today. Hine ha'beitza shlema shebizmanenu hurak Chatzi Beitza mi Beitza shebahem shirei Torah. The eggs today are half the volume, half the size of what an egg was amo. So he explains how he did it. Another place where you have these halachas being relevant is for Hilchos Challah. What volume of flour? When you make a dough, do you have to take off challah? So in the Midbar, when the Yamodu Ba'omer, when the Jews took when they took the mun, so it was Omer, and Omer is Asiris Ha'efahu. And Efa is 432 egg volumes, and Asiris Ha'efa, a tenth of that, is 43.2. Does anybody not enjoy math? Okay, 432 becomes 43.2, which is 43 and a fifth eggs, that's the Shir of Challah. But the Shulchan Aruch, more really, in Simin Shem Chof Dal in Yeredeya, in Hilchas Challah, gives different ways of calculating it. And the Ramah says, at the end of Sif Aleph, in Shem Chof Dal in Yeredeya, V'chein Mida Shiyeshba Zayin Etzbaos Pachas Beis Tishiyos Etzba. If you have 7 etzbaos minus 2 ninths in length and width and height, that volume, or that measurement, is the amount. You fill that up with flour, that is hu ha'omer. Okay, so he gives us a linear measure. It's just a derivative of the same calculations, converting the beitza to a linear measurement. So that's how you calculate, based on a Rambam, that's how you calculate the Shir Challah. So basically, the Tzlach says that he did the two different types of measurements. He did an egg displacement. You put in 43 and a fifth eggs and see how much water spills out and see where that comes up to in a measuring cup. And he also used a linear measurement, the seven, you know, the thumbs, by the thumbs, by the thumbs, that volume. And lo and behold, the one with the thumbs is twice the size of the eggs. Says the Tzlach, V'imkein shnei shir echal ha'machishim zeh. We have a stira, contradiction, v'shneim aloch l'mosh m'sinai. So he says, V'al karchach sh'neshtana bizmanenu. Something has to have changed more recently. O sheha agodlim nisgadlu, v'hem agdolim yosem agodlim shahayu b'mei ha'tanoim. Either the thumbs are larger than they were in the size of the tanoim. Really, when you're measuring with thumbs, it's too big. It's not bigger than it's supposed to be. It's an amazing thing. His Talmud, the Tshuva Me'ahava, after all of this, you know, the Tzlach wrote this and then became a whole big rash, even though there were others who observed the same thing before, but The Tshuva Me'ava writes at the end of Chelek Gimel in Halachas of Chala and Trumos, it's on Simon Shin Chav Dalid. V'ani astayti moiv Rabbi Hagon Nishmas Oedin Choshev Lefi Hagodol Shelo. He says he measured with his thumb. V'hu haya aruch b'doro mishichmo v'mala gavoa me'al kol gavoim. The Nodi Behuda was very tall. Okay, you want to write a biography of the Nodi Behuda, now you know. He was a very big person. Kanoda, his thumb was twice the size of the average person. Kanoda lakol mishaya zocha laakira, anybody who merited to meet him, to know him, knew he was big. Uvagodlo hayaroy lachshov shir kesim. Okay, kedvarim ha'ela amarti lamori v'rabi nishmasa. And I said this to my Rebbe. V'hayi menanea barosha. And he either says v'shosak or v'sochak, which might make a big difference, but. I said it to him, and there goes, I can't read it here, but it says, I think Vishasak. I said it to him, and he nodded, and he was silent. It's amazing. If he could write Shuvas Nodi Behuda, and he could write the Tzalach, he couldn't figure out that he was bigger than other people. The Achronim don't accept this. The Chassam Sofer dismisses it. They all. It's amazing that his Talmud could write a thing like that. By the way, the Chazon Ish also goes with the larger Shira. And the Chazon Ish, if you look in the pictures, had big fingers too. But I looked at Rabbi Lawrence's book. Chazon Ish had big fingers. Okay. Anyway, so he says, "V'yadua shadar hadaris holchem umismatim." Back in the tzlach, people are getting smaller. V'yevshe shagodol shalom agol yus me'agodlam shahayi b'mechach me'ashas. It can't be. We have bigger thumbs. Al kochach habeitzim b'zmanenu smatim. So if it's not that the thumbs got bigger, the eggs got smaller. He was talking about a measure called a pint. Saying, I'm not coming to be more mekel. I'm not saying don't take off chala on the smaller measure. But he says, but don't take it off with a bracha unless you have double the amount. That's what you see in all the svarim. On this amount, take off without a bracha, and double, take off with a bracha. Okay? The kevenshin is barash habetzim shalonim is kadim al-achtisim. Imkein shir zayis shuchatzi betza hu kebetza shalonim. If all the shiurim are relative, and our beitza is smaller, so a kezias is like our egg. A kezias is supposed to be half an egg, but a kezias today is a full egg. Okay? That's what he says. And the Vilna Gaon in Maisa Rav, it's Os Kuf Hei. They just say Madadnu Lafon of Shir Chalav and Imtza Zayin Kvart was a measure. V'yesh L'Shayar L'Chumra L'Fi Cheshbon Zelin Yervias U'Kazayis BaPesach. And the footnote says it's the same thing as the Tzlach. The Magon was also held of making the Shirim bigger, even though again his Talmud they say B'Shem the Chaim V'Loshen went very small Shirim. So the whole thing is mysterious, but that's the. Tzlach and the Gro, the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchas Kiddush and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Sif Yud Gimel. Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel. It's in the Ber Halacha Dira Maschel Shel Revius. V'hine Agon Tzlach Perak Avrei Psachim. He quotes the Tzlach and he says that according to him everything is a mistake. We have to be going with bigger Shiurim. V'chein I'm emphasizing this on purpose. V'chein achilas kezayis matza umaro shana mesharim kachatzi beitza. We do it half, it really should be a whole. But he says there's a big kasha on this. The Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva asked the same kasha. The Chassam Sofer and Arachayim Kuf Pei Aleph asked the same kasha. He said, I'll read it. V'laniyos daiti after kushyosov hikusha gadol v'chamura shiurena. It's a good kasha. Two shiurim don't shtim. Aval neged shitasa yish gamken kusha chamura. But there's a big kasha the other way. He says, because the Gemara in Yuman Daf Pei is Muchach the Shir Kamlo Lugmov Mishnei Atzdadim Banabenu Yosem Ervias. It's clear from the Gemara in Yuman Daf Pei that if you filled up both cheeks, Tumlo Lugmov, both cheeks of an average person, that would be more than a Ervias. That's clear from the Gemara. Now, a Ervias, he says, Ayin Shem Betosus, okay, V'chein Kasav Aranu Shari Poskim, the Isalka Daituch the Shir Ervias Bizmanenu Hu Kiflayim. A revius is supposed to be a beitzu mechza, it's supposed to be an egg and a half. But if you say that today it's got to be doubled, then a revius has to be the hainu shir gimel beim shalanu, it would have to be three eggs. Im ken kim lo lugma va'adam benani mishnei atzadam hu yosem yigimel bayim. And the average person's mouthful would be 3 eggs, which he says is not possible. V'zeh kvar bachanti v'nisisi v'kama anashim benanim ham lo lugma shalahem mishnei atzadam v'olo l'chol ha'yosa rak ad shnei beitim benanim. At most, it's 2. You're never going to get 3. Some sofer even has a stronger one. He said it's impossible. Okay.
Must they have bigger cheeks?
Huh?
Must they have bigger cheeks?
Right. Okay. Some sofer in his tshuva assumes that certain things are
standard.
Are relative.
They have bigger cheeks also.
Huh?
They have bigger thumbs. They have bigger cheeks.
If they had bigger thumbs, they had bigger cheeks. Yeah, no, the Chassam Sofer does assume that things go in proportion, we'll see. But the main ha'ara, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah ends off by saying, Ulamaisa nira de la'inyan da'araisa, kagon kazayas matzah blah pesach, so for a da'araisa, eating matzah, leil seder, da'araisa, morah is da'rabana nowadays, on matzah simraram yachlu, it's only with the carbon bezel, but matzah is da'araisa. So, bavada yesh lahachmer kidevrayim. It's not only the tzlacht, there's also, you should be machmer, which there's a little bit of a... Kashas on this, we're not sure exactly, it's a little bit of a mystery, but you should be machmir for dinim darais. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, I think he says it in a few places. Now, Rav Avadya Yosef has a long tshuva. Rav Avadya Yosef, whom I davened shachris with exactly 3 weeks ago on Monday, a long tshuva in Yechav Adas, Chelek Dalet, Simon Nunhei. It's a very interesting tshuva. Part of what he's doing in that tshuva is something that happened to be early in his life. If you know his history, was a very controversial thing. The Ben Ish Chai paskened to go with a higher measure for challah than the Rambam. The Rambam says it's 520 dirham. Dirham is a weight. 520 dirham of flour, which was a measure that was known. You should take off challah with a bracha. It's in Shulchan Aruch as well. Ben Ish Chai raised the number. I think it's 777. Rav Avadya Yosef, when he was young, used to give shir in Ben Ish Chai, and when he had a ha'ara, he said it. And here, he has pretty strong rayas supporting that, which in general is his hashkafa zachayim, to go back to the psukim, at least for Sfarim, to go back to the psukim of the Shulchan Aruch, not to stray. Lo zazim midivrei Maran. So he, and that's not my inyan now, I'm not going to go through it, but he has proofs. He has a theory as to why the Ben Ish Chai raised it, that he was mixing that volume in a liquid measure versus a dry measure. In a liquid measure, it actually would weigh more. And he shows in the sources, but in flour, it would turn out, Mamish works out to 520 dirham of flour, and he's therefore says you should take off on 520. It was a big rash, because it was already accepted to do like the Ben Ish Chai. He said, no, you should do like the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. That's what a lot of his tshuva is about. But in addition, he quotes that other achronim have this concept of doubling the shiurim because of the tzlach's observation, which again, it's not only the tzlach, others had the same thing. V'chein da'asa groba ma'isa rav, that I quote you, v'chein da'asa chassam sofer, the chassam sofer in a tshuva in Arachayim Kuf Chav Zayin also makes this observation. Now he says, "V'chol ze garam la'achronim hanal." Why did all these achronim? These are Ashkenazi achronim. Why do they have this? Mitnei shebedina sehem lo noda klal shir derm. They weren't familiar with this weight called a derm. But he goes on to say that we in the Sfardi Kehillah, it's always been used. There's been a straight Masorah from the time of the Rambam, continues to the Shulchan Aruch, and he shows with his tremendous bekiyas that it was always used. This shir, he's not the only one who says this. Rav Ram Chaim Noah says the same thing also, but that the shear was always used and it continued as a measure used in Yerushalayim. It was an unbroken Masorah that this is the amount you use for Chal. And the Durham today is the same Durham it was a Dar ago and 2 Daras ago and so on and so forth. He says, V'lefikach ein kol safik b'shiurin shalonu. V'lachein ein safek she'ilu yadu ga'onei Ashkenaz hanal hashir she'kosef ha'rambam b'mishkal adurim barer ma'od shalahu matilim shum safek ba'davar. If they would have had this Masara, they wouldn't have raised questions because it's a straight Masara. Ki milanu gadol mimoshe, he's talking about the Rambam. She'olavanu somchem l'alochu l'maisa u'mi yarev oz lachlok al dvarav u'levatlam afilu l'hachmer v'chol shekein l'hokel. Shouldn't be more machmer, shouldn't be more mekel. He says we have a straight Masara, that's what it says in Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. And that's the way it should be. And that's part of his Ha'ara on the Ben Yishchai also. But he continues. He goes through the whole debate. He has a long footnote where they got angry at him for being cholak in the Ben Yishchai, and you're not allowed to argue. He says that's not true. A person has to say kafi daito, and it's an interesting tshuva for that alone. But he continues and he says further on in the tshuva, Amnam hagon haChazanish samach tzmicha v'chol kolcha odivrei tzlach. He says the Chazanish relied fully on the tzlach. Shabetzim is katnu ad lamachtis, that the eggs are half the size that they used to be. And if you take off chal the bracha on 520 dirham, which is the smaller measure, you're making a mistake. And he says the stipler also brings it, and shiurim d'araisa. It never changed. And Nimtza Shadavar Baro Shalochal Kol Shino Bimishkal Durm is Mana Shalarambam Admana Shokanach Vagamla Achar Mikain Matsana Ligdole Achram Shahokim La Oro Shalarambam. And he shows they always use this measure, and there's no reason to be more machmer. Now, what I want to point out is that his Ha'ara would be an understandable Ha'ara on the Tzlach, on the Noda Behuda. But the truth is, most of these other achronim, in fact, all of them, all the ones we mentioned, even if they were to have that observation, even if they had the Rambam's durum, they dug it up, the archaeologist came up with the Rambam's challah container, it wouldn't make a difference. Because there's a difference in lamdas here. The Chazanish that he's quoting is the Kuntras Shirim, Simin Lamates and Chazanish. It's a very interesting piece, very yesodistic. He starts off with the Yesod based on a Mishnah that Shi'urim are Lefi Ha'amud, the way you approximated it, that the Torah is telling the person to measure something with the Kazayas or with whatever measure you're using in Agodal, that the Shi'ur is what you see. V'amnam Hadavar Masur L'Chachomim L'Kvoa Gidrei Hashir L'Chol Yisrael. There's two levels of how you measure. One is to the Chachmei Hador, one is to the Sanhedrin, to be Koveya, the general, you know, what's called a Beinoni, what's called an average Zayas. There's a Mishnah that says it's a Zayas Aguri, a certain type of Kazayas. But then each person is supposed to say, how much matzah am I eating? The volume of a Kazayas Aguri, what it looks like to you, that is the volume. Okay. Moving on to Oz Beis, he says once the Chachamim establish the parameters, Rishus Biad Chachamim Shevedaros Haboim Lekvoa Lekol Yisrael Mashanir Lehem Min Habeinonis Bizmanehim. If times change, we don't have that other thing. So the Chachmei Hador have the Rishus to be Koveya. What's the measure? O Limsa Lekol Echad Sheyikva Habeinonis Lefi Daita B'Mekama. If the Chachamim don't establish it, the Vada here doesn't say this is the measure. So each person. The way it looks to you, that's the shear. He talks about a pruta this way. And here he starts to get into his yesod. In Oz Gimel, you can't have a shear. If you have a shear of a volume or something, it's impossible to maintain it from one door to the next. So it has to be given to the Chachamim in each dar to establish what the shear is. So listen to what he says. He's still in Os Gimel again. Simon Lamates Os Gimel. V'hilkach afim ha-sa'ora mishtanis la-chalifa z'man. He's talking about a sa'ora as it relates to the shear of a pruta. Even if the size of barley will change, o l'shinu ha-ratzos, or in different countries it's different sizes. Mikol makom shiurin shel ha-ga'onim kayam. But to use that as your measuring rod remains. He says, if it weren't that way, if it weren't that way, they would tell us, don't rely on an egg, a barley, a this, a that, because it changes and it may not be the same as it was. Os dalad, here's the point.
If something was said as a volume, the Chacham have to give the shear as a volume.
if something was given as a volume, you can't say use this weight measure because there can be variation. This is a little bit of ha'ara on what Rav Avad Yosef says. It would be ha'ara on the Rambam. Durim is a measure of weight, not a volume. It happened to be that if you use a 520 durim of flour, you end up with the right measure. But he says like this in Os Hay. V'hine chazal balei gemara shehein sanhedrin l'kol yisrael masri lana shnei modedim l'das v'zamida b'shiri tar. Now he addresses the problem of the inconsistency between the volume measures and the linear measurements. Chazal gave us two shiurim. Ha'echad hu ha'beitza. One is the egg. He mentions the gemara in Erevin, the volume of chalas from eggs. V'al pizeh yesh limdot ha'revius. And you get a revius from an egg. Shehareh ha'log v'av beitzim. Okay, so a revius is a beitzu mechta. But v'yesh od moded, but there's another shear, which is the etzba, as in the Gemara in Psachim that we read at the beginning, Kuftes. Yeah. So he says, v'nira d'yesh reshus limdod b'chol echad mehem kifi shenim selanu d'hakol l'fi daito shel aroa. Really, you could use either one. You want to know what shear you have to use? You can use the linear measurement, you can use the volume measurement. V'af im nishtanu ha'beitzim. And even if they change, it doesn't matter. But if you happen to do both calculations and they don't equal, yesh litvos as midas ha'agoda le'ikar. So Chazanish says, and this is an interesting point, he says, go with the etzbaos, the linear measurement as the main one. Sharei midas ama v'tefach huzkaru b'kra. Ama, Tefach, Etzba, that's all from the same system. It's a linear, and that's mentioned, you have that in Psukim, in the Torah, right? In the Mishkan, Amos are mentioned in the Torah, so if you have a steer between a linear measurement and the other one, the main one to use is the Amos. And he continues, this happened in the time of the Nodavihud, and the Gra, Shematsu, the Midas, Etzbos, the Midas, the Beitzim, Enon, Mishtavos, it's land. They found they're not the same. And they were koveya. Val piem nogu kol bnei agolav nesparsim b'kol asfarim haboy machareim debetim shalanu ketanim heim. And it became accepted that our eggs are smaller. By the way, it's very interesting that the Nodav Yehuda Shita is in Tzlach. He wrote a whole Shuvas Nodav Yehuda, all of his Shitas lahalacha. Tzlach is Kedushim and Gemara. And here this is like an afterthought in Tzlach. It's not in the Tshuva, but it became Niskabel. He says, does that mean the Doros before were wrong? He says, no, because that's his whole yisoid, is that Shiurim go by how it looks to you. Lefi daito shel roa. Then when it comes up that it looks different, ad kedei kach, that the Chachomim say, we have a problem here, so then they have the right to be koveya, a new yisoid, oh, the eggs got smaller. But until they did that, if you just use the shear as you knew it, that was the shear.
Why do you have to do it?
Huh?
Why do you have to do it?
Well, you have to do it looks to you.
Why do you have to measure?
Huh?
I have to make sure they
stand. You don't. That's what he was saying before. He said, if you
Huh?
You mean, why didn't Yehuda do it? See, what I'm trying to get to here is, and this is the aside of the whole shear, the Tzlach and the Chazanish are working with a totally different lumdas. And you'll see in a second, all the Achronim really go with the Chazanish's lumdas. There's two ways of understanding shiur. One is that there were certain volumes given in Har Sinai, and we have to use those volumes for all time. There's a certain volume called the Kazayas, which was the size of a Zayas at the time of Matan Torah, but now maybe Kazayas got bigger, smaller. So I can't use the Kazayas today. I have to figure out what the Kazayas was. There was a certain thing called the Kebetza, if you want to use the Lamdash or Sprach. Not that an egg is the Siba, an egg was the Simen. There was a certain volume given in Har Sinai, which was the size of an egg. But if your eggs get smaller, so your eggs are irrelevant. And that volume that was given in Har Sinai, that's what's relevant. The Nod Yehuda is assuming like that. He's assuming there were certain shiurim given. A kazayas is a certain measure. It's not the size of an olive. It's a certain measure given Har Sinai. At that time, it was the size of a zayas. If that changes, it's our job. It's the job of the Chacham to figure out what the volume was. But the Chazanish is saying not like that. And the truth is, the Shuvas HaGaonim not like that, which he quotes. Shuvas HaGaonim says like this. It's interesting because the Chazanish is famous. He has a shita that if there are svarim that are found later that weren't part of the Masorei LaHalacha, then pretty much we discount them. And he doesn't hold the new Kisvei Yad, new manuscripts of Rishonim should change the halacha. It's a famous sheet of the Chazon Ish, and he sort of alludes to that here. He says, "Acha kachri isi tshuvas gaon." I found from one of the tshuvas gaonim, and brackets va'afshein lismoch al ksav yad and imtzoyin ba'afsokas mesorah. There's a different point. You shouldn't rely so much on a ksav yad when it wasn't part of mesorah. Avokan nirim hadvarim shein divrei gaon, but this looks like it's from one of the gaonim. V'zel l'shono. Shasha'altim al shir chala izeu shir meduktuk. You ask, what's the accurate shir of chala? Vada shir chala mem gimel beitzim, etc. Okay, it's 43 and a fifth of eggs. Ulakach nitnu lanu hatara shir bebeitzim uveperos. Why are shirim given in eggs and in olives and fruits? Other fruits. Shedivrei sofrim al har sinai nitnu kidechsiv aleim kachol advarim. Don't think this is midrabban, these shirim are from har sinai. Okay, he explains that in brackets here. Lefi shabeitzim vaperos nimtzoyim b'chol makom. You can always find fruit. These are things that are always accessible. Ki galoi v'yadu lefnei mi sh'amar v'haya olam. Galoi v'yadu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu sh'Yisrael asidin l'spazer b'ena umos. To be galos would be in different places. U'mishkalon u'midosan sh'hayu b'mei Moshe v'sh'osifu alein b'mei chachmei Eretz Yisrael ein nishmarin lehen. And they knew that it would be hard. How do you pass on what a volume is? You can pass on a lumdus, a hedbrinson, but how do you pass on what a volume is? I always mention the story, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a sefer, Lechem B'Simla, and a friend of mine was learning the sugyas of Shi'urim, and there's a shir there of a kegrus va'od, a certain measure, and all the achronim put a certain coin in their time. They said, this coin is the size of a kegrus va'od. And the Lechem V'Simla seemed to have a big chumrah, that it was a very small shear. And my friend was trying to figure out, how did he get this chumrah? Most have it as being much larger, whatever, 18, 19, 20 millimeters, and here it was like 6, 7, or 8. And then soon after he pointed this out to me, I was in a shul that had an older print of the Lechem V'Simla. Most of the ones that are published today are about this big. And I was in the shul, I pulled an old one off the shelf, it was this big. So when they photocopied and they shrunk it, so you shrink the ksav, it doesn't matter, but you shrink the size of an 1849, whatever Polish coin or whatever, Russian coin, so it changes the shear. Very hard to pass on a shear, even with photocopiers. So how do you pass on a measure? So it says that she was a gonum. That's why it was given in fruits, because the shear is whatever your olive is. Take an olive, that is the siba, that is the measure of a kazayas. Not what the olive looked like. You know, they always come out with articles, they dug up, agronomists found, they found the olives, King David's, you know, they always try. According to this, it doesn't matter. If you could, archaeologists will find David HaMelech's Kiddush cup, they'll find his, you know, the olive, it doesn't matter. Okay? V'lochein tolu chacham hashir b'peirus v'beitzim shein kayam b'chol eis v'ein mishtanim. Honestly, here's a lashon ein mishtanim. So the Chazon Ish explains Ratzalom mitziusam kayemes v'ein hateva machlif es habeitzim al min acher. So I hadn't noticed that before. Rav Avadya Yosef in his tshuva quotes, but I think he assumed ein mishtanim means they'll always be the same size. But the pashtus of this Chuvah Sagan, which is the way the Chazon Ish is taking it, is it means their existence, the fact that they exist, doesn't change, and always be able to use them. The Chassam Sofer in these two Chuvahs, one is in Kuf Pei Aleph, and one is in Kuf Chav Zayin. That's the main one, is Kuf Chav Zayin. He says the same thing. He says it numerous times. Kuf Chav Zayin is the main one. First he goes through, he says, I saw the Tzlach, and I don't want to look like I'm somebody who doubts, but I wanted to do it myself. And he says he also checked it out, and it's true. The two shiurim don't stim. He did it with chala, the measure, and he says the first one, v'umachzik tesvav zaydel estreicher, 15, whatever the zaydel is, a certain measure. U'mayim shepilu mem gimel beitzim einu el yosem yeshiva zaydlach. One came out to 15, one came out to just over 7, so it was twice as much. The one that was the egg displacement test came out to half of what the linear measure, the it's bows. Nimtzim niskatnu habeitzim b'chatzi erkam. Okay, so he made the same observation at the end of that paragraph in Kuf Chav Zayin. He says v'halomer isi b'tshuva me'ava. He saw the tshuva me'ava, the Noda Behudas Talmud, who said that it was just that his Rebbe was bigger. He says v'halesa, not true. The hamad harei madarati al pi zayim se'arim beinim. I used the regular calculation, how you come up with a thumb. I didn't use some big guy's thumb. Okay. He also says the same thing as the Tshuva Sagaonim. By the way, he says, "Su tzarach li'iyan tuva de'im kain beitza shibiz manenu hu zayis ha'amiti." If it's true, like the Nevi Yehuda, like this observation seems to indicate, so a true kazayis nowadays would be an egg. Ve'im kain lehilol shayakorach pesach umata umara va'ochel ke'echad. Hayakorach kashir gimel beitzim zmanenu va'ochel ubolea ka'achas. V'zeh ein beis ha'bliya va'ola machzik b'shum ofen. He says, even if you crush it, you can't get that much in at one time. Okay. But he says it in both tshuvas, that it goes with the measurement of today. Yeah. Ela korchach gedulas v'kadnas kola gedulim hein chayin hein tzmachim hakol lefi hazman v'amokum uba anu misharim. It goes by the measurements of today. So at the end of the tshuva in Kuf Chav Zayin, near the end, he says like this, and here's where you see a big nachkamin al halacha. L'chein nirli l'halacha l'maisa k'moshe kosef ha'gon b'tzlach da'kli ha'machzik mayim shenafu mem gimel v'chomesh beitzi yito chala below bracha. If you do the egg measurement, take off chala with the outer bracha. 43 and a fifth eggs of today's eggs, take off chala with the outer bracha. If you double it, then take off a bracha. Urevius lachol dvar matzrichim hukleya machzik mayim anofim mishlosha beitzim. Okay, same for urevius. Don't do 1.5 eggs. Do 3. V'omnam hazesim nisharu b'shir chatzi beitzah beinonis shebizmanenu. But for kezayis, it's the same. Now see, because here is the difference. If you hold that there were certain volumes given at Har Sinai, and if the eggs today are not the same size as the eggs of Amol, of once upon a time, that then you have to double the eggs. So it's relevant to everything. All the shiurim are relative. Shiurim were given, and Azayas was a certain ratio to a Beitza, which was, they're all relative shiurim, all given at Har Sinai, and if things have changed, so you have to double them all. But if you go with the lumdus that the Chazon Ish talks about at length, and the Chassam Sofer says it, and I'll show you in a second, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Tshuva says it also, if you go with the lumdus that, no, it doesn't have to do with what once was. Shiurim go by what is today. So then it's like this. If you have a stira in Shiurim, and this is how I once heard from my Rebbe Rav Kalman Epstein, I think I'm saying it basically the way he said it. If you have a stira in shiurim, so you have to figure out which one to use. So when it comes to things like a log, measurements in the Torah, which we don't know what they are, and we're giving two different simonim, I don't know which one to use. So if you have a way of being machriya, Chazon Ish says use the etzba because it's a function of amos, which are mentioned in the Chumash. If you have a way to figure out which one to use, okay, otherwise you maybe have a suffix. But when you have things that aren't given in two different shiurim, in other words, if kol shiurim shel Torah b'kazayis, if every time you have a mitzvah to eat, or an isser to eat, you're not allowed to eat a kazayis chel, anything where we say the halacha goes with a kazayis, and all these poskim say kazayis means the zayis of the day, so it doesn't matter to me what happened to the beitzim. If I take a zayis, if I take an olive of today, an average size olive, and this is its volume, that is the shear, which is, I think, what he means. He says, for a kazayas, don't double the shear, because there's no stira. There's no stira. If you go like the Nod Behuda, kazayas means what? Kazayas is some shear that existed in Har Sinai, and I don't know what it is, and it was half of a beitza, but the problem is the beitza today is half the size, so I have to go with the whole beitza. But if you go with the lumdus, it's not something that was given in Har Sinai, it's just whatever a zayas is today. So whatever a zayas is today, forget about the other shurim and its relationship with the other shurim. It doesn't matter. The Chazon Ish holds very strongly that kolafi eini haroa. You look at an average size zayas today, and that is the shear. So these shurim might be relevant to revius, because a revius is a revius halog, and I don't know what a log is, so you might have to double it. But for a kazayas, if we know what a kazayas is, if you can look at an olive and see it, so it wouldn't be relevant to that. And this is what Rav Moshe really says in the tshuva as well. Igros Moshe chelak orachayim aleph simen kuf lamed vav bedvar shir haetzba v'ha'ama Somebody wants to know, okay, what's an etzba, what's an amma in inches? This was written in 1957. My friend, you want to know how big is an etzba or an amma in inches? I don't understand how you can have a machlokas. One says like this, and one says like that. Big machlokas. He says, I don't understand it. Hishir etzba hu kafi midas adam benani berochav haetzba beemtsa perak harishon me'agodol. You wonder how big an etzba is? Don't look in Svarim, don't look here, don't. No pilpul. Take out a few thumbs, and there you go. Ukafi shani madarati harbe pa'amim. Measured it many times. Nimtsa ama shal Torah shu chof dal etzbos midas chof aleph inches of revia. 21 and a quarter inches is an ama. 1/24th of that will be an etzba. V'yesh ulai v'hachmer b'makom shulachumra adchav gimel inches is ha'ama v'al yosel an yestati en makom l'hachmer. So it shouldn't, not more than 23. He says for a mikvah b'machmer make it 24. But he says u'be'etzem ha'din midas chof aleph inches u'reviyah ha'ama. But the etzem din is 21 and a quarter inches. He midah ha'nachona bein l'kula bein l'chumra. Maybe even in Pressburg today, it's different from the way it was. People might be getting smaller. In my observation, I think the Doros are getting smaller knuckles. That's what I think. There. Ein beis medrash below chidr. V'gam ulai v'zmano shekvar avru mea v'esrim shana. Okay, it could be. V'ayin v'chsam sofa orachayim simen kufko zayin shehevi ma shekosa v'tshuva acher sha'etzba hi kifi kol dar v'dar. Fingers go by today. I don't have to figure out what it once was because it goes by each dar. V'hevi kain me'agon chavas yar, v'chsam sofa brings the chavas yar. V'lochein v'adei lo shayach l'havi ma shashiru kol echad v'zmano v'midas medinaso shehevi oz el tzarech limdor ata. You don't have to do his historical research. You go by what's today. He says, "Bedvar midas haravias yadua shitas atzlach shashiurim lefi atzbos lefi abeitzim shivizmana gemara hayushavim uzmanenu shir atzbos gadol mishir abeitzim erach kiflayim." And he says, "I'll call kapam gamach sam sofer maskim sharavias ukliya machzik mayim enofim mishalosh beitzim v'chein tzarach linhag lemaisa." So when he talks about ravias, he brings atzlach and he says, "Sam sofer made the same observation v'chein tzarach linhag lemaisa." Why? Because the ravias Revius is not a fruit. It's not it's not your thumb. Revius is Revius halog, and we don't know what shear to go with. But things that are given in things that we have fingers, and we have zaysim, so that would go with the shear of today. So, Rav Avad Yosef's ha'ara, that if we had had the masara of the Durham, that then we wouldn't have all the suffix for the Noda Behuda, maybe that would be true, because the Noda Behuda holds there was one volume given on Harsinai, so then you could say if the Rambam had it and the Shulchan Aruch had it and it's been maintained throughout as he demonstrates, and you can assume that the weights have the way that the density of flour hasn't changed, whatever it is, it never changed before and it continues to be the same, so that is what it was. But according to these other Achronim, according to Chazon Ish, Chassam Sofer, and Rav Moshe, even if you had even if you know what 520 dirham is, it doesn't matter. You have to go by the...
It's always the same, so what's the code if that is
right? What do you mean if it's always the same?
I'm talking about if you have always the same shear. It's totally in the case where you don't have the
sarah. You mean if it's... You're saying ha'ara and working with 520 dirham?
But if you didn't make a mistake just because you didn't know. No, you didn't make a mistake because he might say did.
Who are you asking on?
What Rabbi is asking on.
On him?
Yeah. He saw it that way. So he didn't have a shear. So he did it the way he saw it. So that's what the Mishnah told
me. Yeah, I don't know how much the Noda Behuda goes with that. That the Chazon Ish is trying to prove that that's the way it works. That you don't have to get, so to speak, so nervous about what the shiurim once were, because whatever it looks like to you, that's it. He starts with the Ha'ara and a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kalim, it would sound like The Mishnah says, how do you know what's the biggest and what's the smallest that you're going to take an average? Rather, you do like this. So he says, but maybe you're wrong. So he's saying you can't be wrong, because what it looks like to you, that's what it is. The Mishnah has that lush, and he's saying that's what it means. You can't be wrong. I guess others would say, you should be basically right. But the Yehuda is going with the Lumdus that no, it really was a volume that was given at Har Sinai, an exact volume. And what we're doing in all the Daras since is to try to preserve what that volume is. And who's going with a different lumdus? It's also very interesting, and I'll just end with this. The Chazon Ish is also very interesting, because the Chazon Ish says that for us, the Tzlach, and the Chassam Sofer, and he mentions Ephraim Zalman Margolios, all these Achron and the Grah, they had this observation. For us, the Tzlach is like a Bezdin HaGadol. And if they made this observation, that becomes the halacha. What's fascinating is that Tzlach made this psak based on a lumdus that the Chazon Ish doesn't hold of. So he's being kaveya his halacha, but not with his lumdus. Anyway, what would come out according to that, and I'm not talking halacha l'maisa here, because everybody has their measurements, half a box of matzah for the first kezias, and so on. But there is a chiluk in the achron, and it stems from this lumdus, how you understand what shiurim are. If you're trying to maintain the shiur that was, so then the concept of doubling could apply to all shiurim. If it's just a question of an etzba means an etzba of today, and a zayas means a zayas of today, and where there's a suffix, you can have the concept of doubling it. But where the shiur is a specific thing, a kezayas, an etzba, an amma, then it would just go with the shiurim of today, and there would be no chiluk. One last thing, my Rebbe Rav Kalman Epstein actually went around measuring thumbs. He tells he measured many thumbs. He had this tool to do it, he claims that even according to the Chazon Ish, he would agree that you take off challah with a bracha on a smaller measure today. He holds that even apparently since whatever the 1940s, 1950s, it's smaller than it was. So they come up with the shear of 5 pounds based on the volume the Chazon Ish used. He says according to the Chazon Ish that it goes with the shiurim of today. He would say even according to the Chazon Ish, I think it would be about 4.5 pounds. You'd already be safe. Because if you measure the average thumbs today, he measured like 200 thumbs or something, it would turn out that that would be the full shear, even on less. Okay. Achag Kosher Sameach.